Blog Talk Radio.
Done.
look at somebody that came to get a blessing and look at them and say, right now, it's already done. Your son, it's already done. Your daughter, it's already done.
To the Heart of Love radio show. That was It's Already Done by the Anointed Faith Sisters. I have with me, calling in live, a young lady whom I really feel that you guys are going to really enjoy. Her name is Charmaine Reed. Hello, Charmaine. Hello, Charmaine. You are live on the Heart of Love radio show. Hello, Charmaine.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. You know, first of all, I just want to say thank you for coming through and hanging out with me for a while today. And I just wanted to you to just introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Whatever, you just really just laid back, sit back and relax. And I know your name is Charmaine Reed. You have some great music, and that I'm going to feature today. But how about just tell us a little bit about yourself?
Actually, I'm working with Shanae St. Louis, and she's right here next to me. She has her album titled Can't Let Go, which recently came out. And I'll put her in the phone so you can talk to her.
Okay. Thanks.
Hello?
Hello, Charmaine.
This is Shanae.
How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing fine. This is G Wright. You know, you're live on the Heart Love Radio Show. And
yes.
Just tell us a little bit, the audience, listening audience, a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, my name is Shanae St. Louis. I am a contemporary gospel artist. I just came out with my first album right around November of last year entitled Can't Let Go. And basically it's kind of a urban contemporary gospel album, just trying to reach the, you know, the young folks out there. And, I mean, the older people alike, I don't think that Jesus can be put in a box. I don't think that ministering his gospel can be put in a box either. It's really meant for everybody. But it gave me, I learned a lot, and I had a good time. I'm making wonderful music, you know, that was lifting up the name of Jesus, and had fun with some producers and just having a good time writing and just pouring out what God gave me.
Hey, cool, that's good. Before we go any further, I want to just ask you, what inspired you? What was your inspiration?
Well, I've always been into the music. I've been singing since I was a little girl. I just come from a musical family. But when I got saved at the age of 26, God just began to do a work in me. He really changed my life. He turned me around. I know the road that I was heading down, that I probably, you know, that death was really going to be what was going to be my answer. That's what I was ultimately headed towards. But he turned it around, and it was like overnight for me. It was like somebody turned on the light switch. And I just really wanted to share that with the younger people out there. I think that it's a misconception that, you know, 20-somethings can't love God like the 60-year-olds. You know what I'm saying? Like, they can't go after God with that same fire. And that was my inspiration for really just going in the studio and just pouring out my heart so that, you know, the world could know that his holiness is cool, that you can worship God and still keep your swag right. You know what I'm saying? That's what it was really about.
You know what? I'm excited to hear you say that. You know, that's definitely it. I was at a church service, and pastor talked about, preached about the swagger factor. You know, once you've gone through the things you've gone through, that's how you get your swagger. And especially
right.
when we go through situations, which I'm sure you've gone through, just like we all go through,
right.
that you still have your swagger, and you still be relevant and still serve the Lord.
Absolutely. I think those things that we go through help us to be stronger people in Christ. It helps our walk even more when you have a testimony. You know, we talk about swag, but, you know, people can fake that swag too. But when you done gone through something and God done brought you out, you know what I'm saying? I like to think that Jesus was the coolest dude that ever walked the planet. You know what I'm saying? So when
yeah.
I say that holiness is cool, I'm following after him. I'm trying to follow in his footsteps. I'm trying to walk the walk he did. So as I strive to be like him more, you know, more like him, love like him, forgive like him, you know, as I try to be an accurate reflection of who he is, then, you know what I'm saying, I think, you know, being cool is inevitable. That's who we are. As long as, you know what I'm saying, if you're following Christ, you can't help, you know, people can't look down on you. They can look down if they want to, but, you know, in him, we're always lifted up. In him, he's always
right.
lifting us up and edifying us, and there's always, you know, there's always the next level in him to go. You know, his word said he would take us glory to glory, and I think in that, translated to where we are right now, you know, with the young people out there kind of getting lost on all the things that are on TV and just, you know, how the world tries to distort what living the life really is, the word of God needs to come at them just like that, you know, to let them know that there's nothing wrong. There is no shame in praising God.
You know what? Let me tell you this. That's it. There's no shame in praising God. You know, I'm looking
Absolutely.
Forward to them actually getting a chance to listen to your songs. I have three of your tracks from your project, We Worship You, Faith,
yes.
and Can't Let Go.
Yes.
Which one would you like to hear first? Which one would you like to hear first, and then what inspired it?
Well, I guess we can do Faith first. And I say Faith because that was one of the first songs I wrote, just sitting in the studio and just actually going over some words that the pastor had, you know, had preached, read that recently. And I was just really thinking about, you know, that faith is not really about what we see with our natural eyes. It's about what we see with our spiritual eyes. And that's what the song speaks to. It speaks to us looking past what our situation looks like in the natural, but looking through the spiritual eyes that God gave us. And being able to see, you know, what God can do. And that is, you know what I'm saying, you can't even put a title on what God can do, because his word said he can do abundantly, exceedingly abundantly above all we could hope, ask, or think. You know what I'm saying? Whatever we can imagine, God can do greater. You know what I'm saying? So in faith, if you have that faith, it's not, you know, believing that God can. You know what I'm saying? It's knowing that he will. And if you have that faith, then it can carry through any situation, good or bad.
Amen, amen. Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to it. This for you guys. This is no other than Shanae St. Louis. Hey, hold on. You're listening to the Heart Love Radio Show. Don't go anywhere. Be right back.
Thank you.
guys enjoyed that. This is the High Love Radio Show, and that was none other than Shanae St. Louis, Faith. You know, I love that song. Are you there, Shanae? Hello, Shanae?
Shanae, I'm here.
I'm saying, I love that song. You know,
Thank you.
We definitely need faith. We definitely need faith. I think that's what people are struggling with nowadays, is their faith. We're being tested in every area.
Amen.
And people need to know that God loves them. And we have
to have
faith. You know,
Louis, go on.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying that you're absolutely right. Faith is necessary. I mean, the Word of God says it's impossible to please God without it. So, you know, we have to have that faith. I mean, how else are we going to trust Him with, you know, our life's issues if we don't have faith that He can do what He said He was going to do?
Yeah, and that's it. That's it. You know, and one of the things I just want to say this is definitely as an artist. Now, I feel that you tell me what you think. You know, you wrote this song, okay, a great song, and it ministers to yourself and it ministers to so many other people. As writers, we go through the exact same things that we write about in our songs. Like faith, you know. And that's your question. When you go through the different trials and tribulations and things you face in your life, how do you, not only as a songwriter, and the artist and the child of God, but the person who has been around for a while. How do you deal with situations? And how's your faith been tested? You know, because we do go through as far as I'm concerned, like different tests, especially as songwriters. So I want to know what do you think? How does it touch your life? How have you dealt with situations?
Well, I think first and foremost, as a Christian, you know, we're going to encounter certain challenges. I mean, the Word of God said that we would be persecuted. And it's not the same persecution that they had back in the day, but it's unique to our times right now. And as a songwriter of the gospel, you know, you take on this mantle to preach and teach the Word of God and minister the Word of God through song. So you're going to encounter warfare. And that warfare is real. I know, you know, the enemy likes to get at you with things that, you know, have kind of haunted you in the past, the things that may have had you in darkness at one time. And
right.
For me, I had struggles in, you know, my self-esteem and trying to please others, you know, looking for love and approval of others. And so even through this and being creative and trying to do music and stuff, I know that the enemy has, you know, tried to speak doubt into my mind and tell me, oh, what you're saying is not relevant. What you're saying, your ministry is not effective. You're not going to change any lives or anything like that. You know, so my battles have been in that. But in those times, you know, I thank God for my pastors, William and Sharon Crest of More Than Conquerors Church. I'm able to go to them, and they're able to, you know, speak their wisdom and to speak into my life. And give me, you know, good guidance. And then I know how to go into my closet and close the door and fall on my knees and ask God to show me what it is I need to endure, you know, because I didn't get in this, you know, for a temporary fix, a hobby or anything like that. I got in this for the long run. Like, I want to tell, you know, people about the goodness of Jesus forever. And so as a songwriter, as an entertainer, an artist, you can easily get caught up in the game of, you know, the business part of it, the money, and, you know, trusting people to do this, that, and the other. But what I've learned along the way is that I'm going to have to trust the God in them. If they don't have enough, then I'm going to have to be overflowing enough with the anointing that He gave me to, you know, to make it through that. And just trust that God's got my back. Where there's nobody else that has it, He's got my back, my front, my side, you know what I'm saying? And lean on Him when I don't know what to do, when I have questions about, you know, morally, you know, different questions, because this industry is not for the weak, you know what I'm saying? And
right.
Oftentimes people can mistake your meekness for your weakness, and you have
right.
to, you know, you have to be very firm to let them know, you know what, I'm a child of God, and what I'm doing is to edify Him. So anything that compromises that, I can't be a part of. So you have to learn to stand your ground and stand on the Word of God above everything else. It's not always easy, but, you know, God never said it was going to be easy, but He did say He would help us through it. And so that's what I count on, Him helping me, you know, manage this.
Amen. You know, I want first of all, I want to say I apologize, Shanae, because I think I was saying Shanae at first, so I apologize, please forgive me for that. And
okay.
I just have to say this. What you said was so true, because I think that so many artists, they fall to that whole thing of trying to, the whole game of everything. You know?
Right.
And, you know, and what they really, people really need to know, that it's all about your relationship with Christ. It should be about God first and reaching those people who are lost. And then,
absolutely.
You know, we do have to know the business. We have to be wise as serpents and feel harmless as doves. You know, which,
right.
Which takes me to my next question for you tonight. You know, is I know that I understand you have your own songwriting company and your own publishing company.
Yes.
BOA FX, is that correct?
BOA FX, yes.
How did you come up with the name BOA FX, and then what inspired you to do this?
Well, the name BOA FX actually came about just due to my children. It's an ode to my children and my co-partner, Shermaine Reed, her children. So it's just a combination of our children's names, and we really did it because, I mean, all this hard work is not just for us, and though we're doing it for the glory of God, we want, you know, we do it out of love for our children. We want them to know Christ, too. So they are, play a very important role as to, you know, why we do what we do. And so we thought it was just fitting to, you know, have their name as part of the, you know, the business title. We look at that name, and we know we got to keep pushing forward. We got to keep grinding to make sure that the word gets out. So that's where the title BOA FX came from, my children and her children's initials of their names. And I thought it was necessary because, like I said, in this business, in this music industry, we would like to think that we could just go out and sing about Jesus and everybody would, you know, be like, oh, yes, and we want to be a part of that and, you know, and not and there not be a serious business part to it, but there definitely is. And to protect what we have done, we thought it was necessary that we start our own publishing business so that our music could get out there and again, wouldn't be compromised by the questionable motives of anybody else out there because we know where our heart is in God. And we also thought that we would be able to help other Christian artists, you know, as far as getting their music out there with the publishing and being able to, you know, get out there to different, you know, parts of the industry, radio and commercials and things like that. Because I don't think that gospel music should just be staying in the church. It should be, you know, heard all over the world, and I think the best way for us to do that was to take some ownership and some controlling powers over, you know what I'm saying, over the business part of it.
You know, I'm impressed. I have to say this. I'm impressed because that's the thing, taking ownership, especially when God gives you a vision for your music, for your songs, and then you are able to do it the way you feel like God is telling you to do it, as opposed to a major company telling you how they want it to do, how they want you to sound,
right.
What they want, how they want you to look, how they want to, what type of producers they want you to work with.
Absolutely.
And even to the point of if they don't like your own material, they might say, you know what, let us.
We're not putting this out. Yeah.
Right. We don't like that song, but it might be a song that will touch people's hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And people's lives, and to have the ownership and to be able to say, you know what, we're going to do what God has called us to do, the way He's
absolutely.
Called us to do it. We're going to still keep our integrity, and as we said earlier, still keep your swagger.
Amen.
And not compromise.
You're not compromised.
Yeah, you know, I like that, not compromising your music, because so many people have compromised their music.
Oh,
and I'll be honest. I'll be honest, I'm a songwriter as well. And and it's different, like, when you put, and an artist, it's different when you put your things out there and people compromise it, you know. And sometimes, you know, God gives you a vision, and you start going to the studio, laying the tracks down, and then you have something that's totally different than you even expected. God's just so amazing. You know, but before we go any further, I would like to play one of your other songs, because I do have some listeners who are listening in. And if you're listening,
okay.
This is She Write, and I have none other than Shermaine St. Louis. Am I saying, I apologize, Shermaine. Shanae
See, I'm getting so mixed up with Shermaine.
Shermaine,
I apologize so much, Shermaine.
I'm going to let you slide.
Thank you. That's the last time. I will not make that mistake again, Shermaine.
Okay.
Okay, I like to play Can't Let Go. And I just wanted to know what happened when you wrote the song.
Can't Let Go is basically just my testimony. Like, look, I've kind of been there. I've seen those dark places. I've come out and I realized that Jesus is who I owe my I dedicate my life to. I'm committed to Him. So I found Him and I'm not letting Him go. You know, I realized that He died on the cross for me. And He died on the cross for every one of us, really, whether they realize it or not. He died on the cross for me, and I acknowledge that. And it's just me telling Him I can't let go. Even if I wanted to, I can't let go. I don't let it be an option. So it's basically just me yelling, telling the world, I can't let go of what I found. I can't let go of this joy. I can't let go of this peace. Nothing else compares. I can't let go.
Hey, man, you know what? I'm looking forward to hearing this song and for those who are listening right now, because that's an important message. People aren't saying that right now. You know, people aren't saying that. But I love worship. I can tell you're a worshiper too. And I'm going to go on to the song, and I'm going to be quiet for right now. Just to sit back and relax. And this is Shanae Reed. I'm at Shanae St. Louis.
He's gonna get it, y'all.
I'm gonna get it. You know, I put it into my system incorrectly. So I'm gonna fix it up right now.
Okay.
Ready for your blessing? Yo, this your boy Mr. Bugs from the Mr. Bugs Radio Show, and you listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G Wright on blogtalkradio.com.
This is G Wright, and you've been listening to the wonderful sounds of Sinead, St. Louis. And Sinead, I know I got it right that time.
Yeah, you did.
Listen, I've told you, I've already fixed everything in my system, so I've updated the file names, and so I definitely do apologize for that.
Okay.
Yes, but I love that song. That's a nice song. A nice song.
Thank you.
You know, definitely, as you see, I guess, an influx of new artists that come out onto the scene, and you hear about the different, you hear the different music, you hear the different things that they're actually singing about. What comes to your mind? What words come to your mind to describe for you when it comes to listening to new music that's coming out now, and what people are actually saying?
I mean, there's some good stuff out there. It absolutely is. And new creators are reaching, you know, different audiences. I can't sleep on any of it. But there's also some, you know, some out there that's questionable that may be just trying to get some airplay. But, you know, I let God deal with that. And if it sounds good to me, if it's lifting up the name of Jesus, I can get with just about anything, really. Anything that honors and glorifies God. Like I said, God is not meant to be put in a box. So it doesn't have to fit a genre for me, you know. As long as, you know, what they're saying. And there are really some really good new artists out there who really have an anointing and can, you know, touch hearts even through the radio. And so I think it's awesome what God is doing.
Yeah, you know, and I ask you guys, like you said, I guess it really depends on what the artist's MO really is. And
right.
Because really, like I said, there's some good artists out there. And sometimes people... I'm all about the message. I'm all about the message.
Amen.
It might be reggae. It might come in the form of praise and worship. It might come in the form of Christian hip hop.
Uh-huh.
It might come in. There's so many different genres. Music. I guess the Christian gospel world is everything is just evolving and changing. You know, different styles are just coming about right now. A mixture of different. Whether it's country, pop, hip-hop, contemporary gospel, contemporary Christian, as long as the message is about hope, as long as the message is about love, you know.
Yes.
You know, I do agree with you that there are some who are writing music basically just to actually get a single into rotation.
Uh-huh.
And it's not saying anything. And I'm like, okay, you guys are making videos, but you're not saying anything. Your music has a popcorn message.
Absolutely. You know? I mean, some people that they get out there and they want to quote one of the Psalms, but there's no anointing. There's no, you know, there's no desire to please God through that. There's no real desire to edify God, but it fits their beat, and so you know what I'm saying. That's what's making it pop. That's what's got it on the radio, And for those artists, like I said, they don't have to answer to me, but they're gonna have to answer to somebody eventually. So you know, they're always. I think in this industry, you're gonna always have people that you know whose desire is not, you know, their motives aren't pure. You know, they aren't sincere. They're not really truly, you know, trying to please God. And when I write my songs or when I sing a song or whatever like that, I want people to know that it's really from my heart. You know, it might be just be my story, and it may only speak to one other person out there, but for that other one person, you know, praise God. But it is sincere. It is from my heart. And I think that's where the bottom line has to be for any Christian music artist out there. It has to, whatever you're doing, whether you said, like you said, a reggae or, you know, Christian hip-hop or whatever it is, but it needs to be pleasing unto God. That's where, you know, that's where the root of it needs to be, that your desire is to make God smile, you know, make his heart smile.
You know, I think that's the biggest thing. Is his heart smiling? You know, have we given him our best? Are we about him? Are we about ourselves?
Right.
You know, I believe that it does. When it comes down to it,
God is definitely looking at our hearts, and are we singing from our hearts? Are we honest about it? Are we true about it?
Right.
And you know, as an artist, once you start writing it, like I said earlier, you have to live it. And generally, God will put you in situations, and just like your last song, Can't Let Go, you know, where he reminds you, you know, yes, you wrote the song, Can't Let Go. So you're going through this situation right now. Don't let go.
Exactly. Let me you live what you're trying to preach into the people about. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so I think there's a boldness, and there's got to be some stick-to-itiveness that comes with that. When you decide that you're going to step out and proclaim the gospel of Jesus Christ, you got to be able to walk the walk. You know what I'm saying? We all may struggle a little bit. There are going to be some challenges. But when it comes down to it, we got to be able to live that life. Or how else is the world going to decide to come and live our life? If we're walking around defeated, head hung down, you know, struggling with depression and oppression every time you look up, you know what I'm saying? That's not the kind of testament you want to give to somebody that's a non-believer, you know what I'm saying, somebody that doesn't have a relationship with Christ. So when you get in the position to be able to, you know, tell the world about him, you absolutely, I think God calls you to a higher level you're more responsible for what your actions are. You know, you have to be held accountable for what you're saying, because the people are looking at you like, okay, well, if Shanae is going through this in her marriage and she can still hold on, well, then you know what, I'm going to go ahead and hold on too. Or if her child is, you know, going through and she's still there praying and she said, you know, you pray without ceasing, then you know what, I guess I'm going to try that whole praying without ceasing thing too. So, you know what I'm saying, you have to be willing to walk the walk if you're going to talk the talk.
Yeah, that's it. You know, for those who are listening, because people are starting to ask me, they're asking me, what's your website?
Well, it is Shanae St. Louis. Or you can email me at ShanaeSt.Louis.com, Yahoo.com. My website is Wix.com/ Shanae St. Louis. And I also have a Facebook. Of course, it's Facebook, Facebook/ Shanae St. Louis. And so on there, I'm just giving some encouraging words. You know, I post my status, which is usually scripture-based, and I'm just letting people know, you know, what's going on, what events I'll be at, and how you can get the CD. And you can also download it off of cdbaby.com and also off iTunes. But I'm out there. You just Google me.
All right.
I'm out there.
For those people who have a problem spelling names, you know, saying names correctly and spelling them, how do you
say it right?
I know, right? How do you spell Shanae?
Shanae, Shanae, St. Louis, just like the city, Louis. Oftentimes I tell people my name, they're like, are you from St. Louis? I'm like, no, not from St. Louis, just got named St. Louis. But Shanae,
yeah, that
St.
would be
Louis.
Perfect. That's right.
I'm striving.
You know what? I'm glad you gave them your now I think I spelled the name correctly. I did spell it correctly. You know, but you know, and it would have been nice if you were from St. Louis too. That would have been
that would be cool, right?
I know, right? Nate St. Louis from St. Louis.
I know. That would be so unique. That would really be my tagline, yes. But no, I'm from North Carolina. I'm sure you can hear that southern drawl a little bit.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, you know what? I wanted to ask you this question before we go to your next song. What's new and upcoming in the life of Shanae St. Louis?
Well, actually staying very busy. I have a couple of performances coming up locally in the Hampton Roads area. And just kind of being out there, we'll be in a play down in North Carolina, in Fayetteville, North Carolina, called Grandma's Cabaret. It's to benefit orphan children, foster children. Just got a lot of, you know, shows coming up during the summertime, kind of getting out there, trying to, in the studio again, doing some more music, remixing a couple of the songs on the current album. And, you know, just lifting up the name of Jesus. We'll be visiting a couple of churches throughout the year. I'll be posting it on my Facebook. Don't have the schedule right in front of me, but I'll be out there. I'm staying busy. God is using me, and I'm forever grateful for him trusting me to spread his word.
You know what, Shanae, listen, I'm just enjoying this time.
talking with you because you have so much, there's so much in you like a well of water that's flowing right now. So,
amen.
Amen. So I'm going to play this last song. When I come back, I'm going to have a few more questions because I love to talk. And,
all right. I can't fail.
I know, right? Listen to this. And you're welcome here whenever you would like to come through.
Thank you. Thank you. It's been a pleasure for me.
Oh, yes. Well, this next song that I'm going to play for you guys is a song from Sinead's CD. And this one, I believe, is We Worship You.
It is.
What was in your heart and in your mind when you wrote this song?
I think the lyrics really say it all. I was just in a time, a place where I was just really trying to just honor God, just worshiping Him, and just let Him know that, you know, I consider Him the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and I just want to just take a few minutes out and just worship Him and just honor Him for being who He is, for being God and God alone. And my pastor blessed me by helping out, being featured on this track, and helping to, you know, just speak some of that word and hope that it would minister to someone and that they would be able to feel my heart of worship and it would connect with, you know, the God in them, and they too would feel, you know, compelled to worship with me.
Amen, amen. Well, definitely, I'm going to definitely say the song, and I'm looking forward to it. This song is going to bless you guys. This is G. Wright. I have none other than Sinead St. Louis with me here on the Hard Love Radio Show. If you have any questions for her, feel free to call in 646-595-4311 right after we finish listening to this wonderful song.
Gates with thanksgiving and into your courts with praise. We give you God, for you alone. Remember my testimony, how you saved me washed me in your blood, and gave me a brand new lease on life. And so all I can do is bow down before you and say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your wondrous love. And we just worship you now. We just give you honor. We just lift you up. We exalt you. We esteem you high. We bless your name. Lord, you're worthy. You're worthy. You're worthy of all the praise and the glory and honor we bring to you now. Oh, we say hallelujah. We say thank you, Jesus. We say, Lord, you're worthy.
Hope you guys enjoyed that. This is G Wright, and you're listening to the Heart of Love radio show. And that was Sinead St. Louis, We Worship You, featuring Pastor Will. That's a nice song.
Thank you.
Nice worship song. You know, that's nice. You know, Sinead, I am trying to find you on MySpace.
You can't find me on MySpace.
I cannot find you on MySpace. I mean, on Facebook.
You can't find me on Facebook. Okay. I'm there. Let's see. Look, Sinead. Oh, put a space. ST space Lewis.
ST space Lewis. Oh, don't put a period behind the saint.
Correct. Yeah, don't put a period.
Okay, so I thought I was losing my mind, Sinead. I thought I was going crazy.
Don't go crazy.
Now, I can't wait to play these songs. I will be playing your songs on the show, so I want you to know that.
All right, I'm going to be listening to see.
I promise you now, on Tuesdays, we actually actually preach, and
okay.
I'll start having different ministers coming through and preaching from 9 to 10 on Tuesdays.
Okay.
And then Thursdays are from 6 to 7.
I'm going to have to check you out on those Tuesday nights.
Check me out.
Absolutely.
You know, the program really is to really inspire people. Just like your music has inspired us, you know. And so what I'm going to do is promote your music, and I promote other independent artists like ourselves. And, amen. You know, we have to help each other.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We're one body, right?
That's it.
Got to help each other.
It.
I appreciate it. I greatly appreciate it. Anything that will get the word out, you know, anything that will open a door for somebody to know about Jesus, because, you know, one soul saved is worth all the hard work, all the, you know, all the grind and all the work. It's so worth it when you just see somebody come into the knowledge of Christ. It's awesome.
And that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. Let me tell you this. People are already looking at your my buddy. He told me that he found you on Facebook. And I don't know why I can't find you.
We're gonna have to get you a tutorial.
I know, right? How to use Facebook.
Yes.
Well, you can look me up. You can look me up either G Wright or my full name, Gregory Wright.
Okay.
And
I'll be doing that this evening. I'm
going to
be looking you up. I'm
going to
send you a message.
Okay, because I am looking for it right now. But you know what? Someone wanted me to let you know that you are an inspiration. You are an inspiration.
Oh, praise God. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you.
And whatever.
I thank God for it.
Oh, yeah. Most definitely. You know, think about it this. You know, you know what would be nice? Now, I'm taking my friend's idea. He's putting his idea. You know, possibly maybe having, I'm not sure how to do this, but if all of us independent artists could come together under one roof, and if I could interview everybody live, everyone live, and have a concert, you know, that would
Wouldn't
be great.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
You're in North Carolina. I'm in Baltimore. Well,
I'm in Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
I'm down the road from Baltimore. I'm only like 3.5 hours from you.
All right. Okay. We're going to make this happen. A friend of mine, Mr. Odom, I give him a shout out. His website is willieodomsenior.com.
Okay.
That's willieodomsr.com. And it'll be great if all the independent artists can come together under one roof and have just a jam session. Have a jam session.
I'm down right now. I'm committed. I think it would be great. I think we'd be able to reach, you know, the masses and show that, you know, that holiness is cool, that it's all right to praise Jesus. And have a good time doing it. Work out of sweat and everything. Just have a good time in God.
That's it. I'm going to Houston, Texas, in a couple months. I'm going to do a concert there. And Willie, he's in Houston, and he travels back and forth between Houston and London. So I'm not sure how we're going to be able to get him there here, but it'll have to definitely be people who are able to come just because they want to come. And
yes.
And share the message. Since I don't have a lot of pool just yet.
All you need, you and God are the majority. So you got all the pool you need. He opened all kind of doors.
You know, that's true. Thank you for that reminder. Sometimes we need to be reminded.
Yes.
About,
yes.
You know, it's all about, he can go ahead and do this together.
So,
yep. Yeah, I have connection. I have the best connection of all.
Amen. You got the king of PR, Jesus Christ.
I know, right? So you know what? We're going to touch and agree right now that somehow God's going to open up a door for me to have this event. And
amen.
You're going to look me up. I'm going to look you
up.
Yes,
I am. Yes, you're going to find me.
On Facebook and MySpace.
Yes. I'm in both places.
Amen. Well, I'm excited to have had none other than Shanae St. Louis on the radio show today. And for those listening, don't forget to check out myspace.com/ Shanae St. Louis and then facebook.com/ Shanae St. Louis. And your website again?
Wix.com/ Shanae St. Louis.
Okay. So you guys, make sure you check her out. Add her today. And I just say a prayer of blessing over you and your ministry. I praise God for what you're doing in the kingdom of God. And I'm looking forward to what God has in store for your life and for your ministry.
Thank you so much. Thank you. You've been a blessing to me, and I pray that your ministry continues to grow too.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to having you back on the show whenever. You guys just let me know when you're ready to come back.
We'll do. I'm sending you a shout-out on Facebook.
All right, give me a shout-out.
We friends. We going to be friends.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you so much, T-Wright.
You're welcome anytime. I look forward to talking to you on Facebook.
All right, y'all take care out there.
And God bless.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
And you guys have been listening to the Heart and Love Radio Show. I want to send a shout-out to my boy, Willie Odom Sr. We call him Mr. Odom. And I want to send a shout-out to my boy, B. Ron Fitzgerald. Thank you for tuning into the Heart and Love Radio Show and making this show number one in Blog Talk. God bless you guys. Don't forget to check me out at gwriteonline.com. Don't forget to check me out on Facebook. My official page is gwriteonline.com. Facebook is my fan page is gwrite, or you can look for me under Gregory Wright. God bless you guys. I'll see you again next Tuesday from 9 to 10. God bless you and be encouraged.